Fred Rogers was one of the most loved children's television hosts during the 1960s, running through the 1990s. He was best known for his show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, where he talked to children directly through the television in his trademark slow manner of speech and zippered cardigans. The compassionate persona he emitted through the television was not an act. As Fred Rogers, the person, deeply cared about children and their education. He viewed television not as mere entertainment, but as a tool for self-reflection, as well as a means of real communication. His genuine way of communicating with not only children, but also adults, touched the hearts of everyone he met, and his legacy of kindness has since been passed on by those who knew him. That from Mr. Rogers, a biography of the wonderful life of Fred Rogers by Jennifer Warner. Joanne Rogers tells us in the introduction to The World According to Mr. Rogers that someone once asked which one of his puppets resembled him the most. It was, of course, she said, Daniel Tiger, an uncharacteristically shy tiger. Despite Fred's tendency to shyness, she says, that trait never got in the way of his capacity to make many friends. Friends of Mr. Rogers, old and new, and children from everywhere in the region are invited to join Daniel Tiger and WVIA Public Media in celebrating the 50th birthday of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood at Be My Neighbor Day on Saturday, August 18th at the Viewmont Mall in Scranton. Deborah Connick is Director of Elementary Education and Family Outreach at WVIA and probably best known as Debbie, the Clubhouse Mom. She came into the radio studio to sit down to tell us all about the event.
As everyone out there knows, it is the 50th anniversary of Fred Rogers' Neighborhood. And I know Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was always very special to me. My children grew up watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And the thing about Mr. Rogers, he made every child feel so very, very special about themselves. I like you just the way you are. And he always made a point of letting children know that he loved them, too. So since it's the 50th year of Fred Rogers' Neighborhood, we were delighted to hear that we were going to be doing another Be My Neighbor Day. And this year, it's taking on a back-to-school theme. Get ready with Daniel Tiger. Be My Neighbor Day, and it's going to be on Saturday, August 18th from noon to 4 at the Viewmont Mall in Scranton. So it's going to be a wonderful event. We have a lot of really great activities planned, and it's free and open to the public. So anyone who would like to come out to this community outreach event is welcome. We're going to be giving out a classroom kit to the first 500 children through the door. That's right. So the first 500 children through the door, they will be registering at the WVIA information table, and they will be receiving a classroom kit. And this classroom kit is going to have a pair of toddler plastic safety scissors, a glue stick, a WVIA clubhouse pencil, a box of PNC Grow Up Great crayons, a box of jumbo crayons. There's going to be some PBS Kids stickers in there, as well as a bookmark and a ruler. And it's all packaged together in this little plastic kit that says, Be My Neighbor Day. And a big thank you to our sponsors, PNC Grow Up Great. They have been a tremendous help, helping us get this event together, as well as the Fred Rogers Company. So I want to thank them personally for their help with this event. And every child, well, the first 500 children coming through will also receive a Daniel Tiger storybook. Your children will get a storybook. The first 500 children through the door will get a Daniel Tiger storybook. Arts and crafts. Yes, there's going to be arts and crafts. We're inviting children to go to our arts and crafts table to make a Daniel Tiger mask. Very simple, don't need any glue or anything. Just get a popsicle stick, cut out the Daniel Tiger mask, and tape it on. And also to create a foam picture frame. And these foam picture frames are glueless. There's no glue in these picture frames. It's all stickers and everything. And the reason we're having the children make a foam picture frame, we're going to have an area where families can have a photograph taken of them and their children. Maybe their children are going to be starting kindergarten for the very first time. You can have a picture taken of you and your children or your child, and have a kindergarten remembrance. And then about a week to 10 days later, you can go to our website, WVIA.org, and get that picture from our website and make as many copies of it as you would like and put that picture into the frame that your child created. And what a wonderful kindergarten memory or even back to school memory for you and for your family. So those are just some of the arts and crafts that are going to be going on. And remember, everything is free and open to the general public. There's going to be face painting by TLC, juggling by Rob Smith. He will be there juggling. Billy Kelly, who was a guitarist and singer, he is going to be there singing kids-themed music. And we're going to try to talk him into maybe singing the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood theme, too. As I had mentioned, the family photo area. There's going to be an interview area for Mr. Rogers' neighborhood testimonials. We want to get the parents engaged. Parents, you all grew up with Fred Rogers. You know how important he was to you. Well, we want you to stop by our testimonial area, and we will record a testimonial that we will use later on, either on the radio station or on television. There's going to be meet and greets with Daniel Tiger. The meet and greets will be at 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, and 3:30. And the meet and greets will last about 40 minutes or so, giving Daniel Tiger a little bit of break in between because, you know, he gets excited when he's meeting all of his fans. So these are just some of the things that are going on as far as the family fun activities. We have partnered with some organizations, the United Way Success by Six. They're going to have a table there. The Lackawanna County Head Start, Wise Healthy Bites, they're going to be sponsoring a snack and lunch tip table to let parents know that, you know, you don't always have to pack that bag of potato chips in that lunchbox. You can maybe give the children some fruit or maybe some vegetables or maybe make a healthy sandwich. Commonwealth Health is going to be there with a child wellness table. And also the Lackawanna County Library will be there giving you information on how to get a library card. So you can visit each and every one of these tables and get useful information for you and for your family to help you get your children ready to go back to school. And once they are in school, perhaps to keep them very, very healthy. We're also going to have a school crossing guard there. Well, we're going to have someone that looks like a school crossing guard there. We're going to put yellow tape down on the floor, and he's going to have his sign. And just to basically give children an idea, when they're going to school, to recognize that these are some of the helpers, some of the neighbors, helpful neighbors in the community who can help you. And we're having a school bus and a school bus driver. It's going to be parked outside the Viewmont Mall. So if the parents want to take a picture of their children on the school bus, now the bus isn't going to be driving around the parking lot. It's going to be in a stationary area, in a designated area, and you'll be able to help your children up on the school bus to give them an idea what it's going to be like taking a school bus to school. And by all means, take a picture of your children when they're on the school bus. Another way to create a memory of your child's first day of school or maybe their first day in kindergarten. And of course, since it is the 50th anniversary of Fred Rogers' Neighborhood, we could not do an event without a Fred Rogers sweater drive. So we will have a sweater drive. There will be a designated area set up where you can bring either adult sweaters or children's sweaters, and you can place them in a box. And we're going to take those sweaters after the event is over, and we're going to donate the children's sweaters to a local Head Start, and we're going to donate the adult sweaters to a senior center. Just in time for the fall weather when it starts to get a little chilly outside. And we thought this would be a wonderful opportunity to get the community engaged. And in addition to doing the Mr. Rogers sweater drive, we're going to also have a school supply drive, asking parents to maybe bring a couple boxes of crayons or maybe some markers or maybe some glue sticks or maybe some notebook paper. Because, you know, a lot of schools, they really struggle to provide their students with the supplies that they need. And a lot of students and families also struggle. So we will be donating the school supplies probably to a local school or maybe to a local Head Start. And in addition to that, Erica, there's going to be 12 raffle baskets. So when you come into the event at the WVIA area, in addition to your children getting the classroom kit, first 500 children who come into the event will get the classroom kit. In addition to the first 500 children getting the book, the Daniel Tiger book, each family will receive a raffle ticket that you could fill out and then go to our raffle area. We're going to have the basket set up there, and you could put your raffle ticket into the box, and the drawing will be done at about 3:45 p.m. at the end of the event, and you don't have to be there to win. So that's how come we're asking you to fill out this ticket, name, address, phone number, your town, as well as your email address if you would like to receive emails from WVIA. So it's going to be a wonderful event, and again, a big thank you to PNC Grow Up Great, as well as the Fred Rogers Company, for allowing WVIA to do our second Be My Neighbor Day. The theme of this day is going to be Get School Ready with Daniel Tiger, and we're just so looking forward to this. And Erica, there's also going to be Daniel Tiger coloring books. We made up coloring books for the children, and the children will be able to get those coloring books also at our WVIA area. So we're really hoping that a lot of you turn out. Remember, it's August 18th from noon until 4 at the Viewmont Mall in Scranton. And we're going to be getting a schematic from the Viewmont Mall, and we're going to be putting that schematic on our website. So this way you'll be able to find out where you need to enter, because there's a lot of entrances up at the Viewmont Mall, and you could know where you can enter and where you can basically come in and register and then enjoy the music and the face painting and the juggler and all of the wonderful activities that are going to be going on, the arts and crafts. So we're really hoping we have a really good turnout for Get School Ready with Daniel Tiger for our second annual Be My Neighbor Day in northeastern Pennsylvania. And you can learn more at WVIA.org.
It's a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Deborah Connick, Director of Elementary Education and Family Outreach at WVIA, speaking with us about Be My Neighbor Day. Get School Ready with Daniel Tiger, free and open to the public, Saturday, August 18th from noon to 4 at the Viewmont Mall in Dixon City. For more information on the web, WVIA.org, there will be a chance to receive a back-to-school kit and Daniel Tiger storybook for the first 500 children in the door. There will be a meet and greet with Daniel Tiger, school learning stations, face painting, family photos, live music, a chance to win a free gift basket, and more. Presented by WVIA Public Media, PNC Grow Up Great, and Fred Rogers Productions. Be My Neighbor Day, WVIA Public Media's second annual event. This time, Get School Ready with Daniel Tiger, free and open to everyone, open to the public. Saturday, August 18th, noon to 4 p.m. at the Viewmont Mall in Dixon City. For more information on the web, WVIA.org.
Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor?